Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we have, in about 10 minutes, an absolute legend in this studio, the man with the greatest voice in the world. You'll know him best as the voice of Darth Vader. He was Mufasa in The Lion King. He was in Coming to America, Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger. He's been in The Simpsons. It's James Earl Jones.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now, it's James Earl Jones. Hello.
I like your music.
Do you... a big fan of JLS?
I can't say any of that. I know very little about the performers, but I like the sound.
You're liking what you hear so far.
Yeah.
So I'm now talking to a legend. I'm talking to the man with the greatest voice in the world.
I doubt it.
Well, one of them.
Tell you something. It's not a great voice. It's just an instrument. I learned that when I was a teenager.
I would kill for your voice.
Oh, no, no, you mustn't.
Well, I won't, obviously, because that would be weird.
That would be weird.
That would be weird. Sorry, I killed you. I just wanted James Earl Jones' voice.
I did a lot to get it together, but that's a long story.
Now, before we start, would you like a Welsh cake? Because it's St. David's Day today. We've got some cakes.
St. David?
St. David's Day, yeah, off of Wales.
I don't know about St. David.
Yeah, explain. Welsh.
Yeah.
It's a big
the patron
day.
Patron saint of Wales.
Absolutely. So,
Wales.
Yeah. And this show goes out in Wales, and we've got a lot of Welsh listeners, and they're all celebrating today. So if you want to take one with you, then do feel free.
I must take one and show
they're right there on the desk. They're pretty tasty.
Thank you.
They're all right. Now, do you mind if I go through some of the things that you've done?
Let's try that.
Okay, let's try that.
I've been around a long time.
Yeah, well, we can't go through everything because it would take up a long time.
A long time, yes.
I think it's fair to say you are... you're best known for this voice.
No, I am your father.
Actual Darth Vader.
I'm very proud to have been a part of that whole cult. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. My flatmate is very excited because of this.
I'm King Jaffe Joffer, ruler of Zamunda.
He loves that.
My son works?
Honestly, you are not a keem. I love it. So good. So, yeah, all my friends, I tell them, and there's always a different reason why they like you. It's either Darth Vader, it's, for my flatmate, it's Coming to America, and this one will be a lot of people's favourites. Try and listen to this, please, everybody, without the little hairs on the back of your neck standing up.
Look at the stars. The great kings of the past look down on us from those stars.
Really?
Yes. So whenever you feel alone, just remember that those kings will always be there to guide you. And so will I.
Oh, God. You see, gets me every time.
Gets me too.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's you.
No, the scene where Simba tries to wake up his dead daddy, that always gets me.
Yeah. And some people, like me, get very excited because of this.
This is CNN.
Now that is damn cool.
Is that from one of your cassettes? Have you taped that off the telly? Because that quality sounds a bit dubious.
This is CNN.
I think that works and has worked for years because it is so simple. It doesn't get in the way. You know?
That must have taken you, 5 seconds to record?
I didn't remember, actually.
Yeah.
That quick.
Yeah. But then you hear it for years afterwards, don't you?
But it's very simple.
It's simple. I love it.
Like the, you know.
But, I mean, is it weird when you hear your voice, like, all the time?
I don't know. I really hadn't thought about it.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just there, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you realise you first had that voice? Did you speak like, hi, I'm James?
And then I did as a child. I spoke as a child.
Hmm.
And then I gave it all up when I became a stutterer. Right. I have a frog in my throat now, and I don't speak like a frog.
Okay. There we are. That's better.
And he's still there.
Oh.
He insists on being there. Mm. And then at the age of 14, I had a great teacher in high school who helped me recover my voice. And when we found I had an adult voice now. And it was a bass.
Yeah. In fact, somebody's just texted in saying that that they've got their speakers on quite high and the bass is quite high, and I think you may have just broken their speakers.
Oh, no, no.
No, no, no. It's a good thing.
It's not a singer's bass. It's just a speaking voice.
Yeah, I love it. So you, like, when you were 13, you were like, hello, I'm James. And then one day it just suddenly went,
I'm King Jaffe Joffer, ruler of Zamunda.
And that was it.
No. You know,
obviously, you didn't say that at the time, because that would have been strange.
The bass and baritone voices are very difficult in theater to penetrate the air. Tenor voices, women's voices, children's voices penetrate much better. So we have to be very careful.
Right.
I try to lift mine sometimes or mask it to push it out there.
Now, can I just say, it's nice to meet a fellow stage actor, because I know that you're on the stage at the moment, and I have also read the boards.
Scott, are you comparing your time in the musical to James's career?
I did do a musical.
He's not really a...
It was the musical that got me hooked, I think.
Yeah.
Not that I seeing one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I have my own one.
About him, Scott Mills, the musical.
Mm-hmm. Last year at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Don't look at me like that. I know it's hard to believe, but we did a musical for three whole nights.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I can see why you would love being on the stage, because, I mean, obviously it was only three nights, but I loved it, absolutely. Yeah.
Something magic.
Yeah.
Because you can't explain that energy that you connect with the people on stage and the people in the audience.
So what are you in at the moment in London?
Cat on the Hot Tin Roof.
Okay. And for people who haven't seen it or know about it, can you kind of explain it a little bit?
Well, you probably... excuse me. This is great. That's how imperfect it is. Those who might have seen the movie with Elizabeth Taylor and Paul Newman and Burl Ives. It's a story of this Southern family. On stage at the Novella Theater, it's a black family, which works very well. Tennessee wrote about the South and often dysfunctional people. And we have ours going on. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Felicia Rashad is playing Big Mama. Adrian Nestor is playing Brick.
Oh, he's from Hustle, isn't he?
Yeah. He's wonderful.
Yeah. Do you ever look up from the stage? And because I know that there'll be a lot of people that obviously are still massive fans of yours from Star Wars. So you're there on the stage doing your thing, and then you look up and there's someone dressed as a stormtrooper or something.
No.
Because I imagine that Star Wars fans can be quite obsessive sometimes.
Can be, but I think they're pure fans, as in fanatics. You know?
Actually, Mark in Leicester's been on the text saying, "Do you actually go to any of the, like, you know, the conventions, Star Wars?"
No, I don't know how to behave.
You don't know what to do.
I don't know how to behave at them, so I stay away.
Okay, fair enough. Now, is it true that you are not credited on the first two Star Wars films?
I felt that the voice of Darth Vader was a special effect.
Because it wasn't you in the suit, was it?
No, David Prowse.
Yeah.
In all of them.
You were the voice.
Until young Luke.
Okay, yeah. And you told them not to put your name on the credits.
Young Darth. Well, I decided I'd rather avoid that issue of who gets credit.
Right.
For the... You know, it came up with The Exorcist, when Mercedes McCambridge did the voice of the devil coming out of Linda Blair. The issue was, well, should you get credit if Linda were to receive an Oscar or a nomination?
Mm.
And my feeling was, absolutely not.
Yeah.
She's just the voice.
Yeah.
Mercedes, as wonderful as she is and was.
Mm. See, Dave Prowse, who was actual Darth Vader in the suit.
Yeah.
He's from the West Country, and that's where Becky here comes from.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Same place.
Can you name a place, a city, a county?
Somerset.
Somerset, okay. Yeah. I've been saying Scotland, and I'm embarrassed about
Scotland,
that.
Yeah, that's... It's way up north.
That's fine. I've been off base. Yeah.
Yeah. So we think it would have sounded quite different if Dave had done the voice and not you, to be honest. Because I don't know. Have you ever heard Dave speak?
Yes, I have.
He's got quite a West Country accent.
You know what? What's interesting is Irv Kirshner, the director of the second episode, because he knew that Dave knew that his voice wasn't being used. So Irv wanted to make sure that I got the inflections that he wanted in that character.
Hmm.
He laid down his own track. The director. The director's voice is very scratchy and squeaky. It was as terrifying as anything I've ever heard. I'm sure Dave Prowse's voice would have been as terrifying as anything
you've
ever heard. Yeah,
Becky, can you maybe show us what it might have been like if Dave had done the voice and not James? I'll play you a bit, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you do it in West Country, here we go.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
See, if you hadn't done it, that's what it would have sounded like.
Becky's not.
You're laughing.
Becky's not doing it right.
That's how Dave would have sounded.
He would have goosed it somehow.
Try it again.
Don't make me destroy you.
Don't make me destroy you.
Oh, she's...
That's what Dave would have sounded like.
I can't get that low, James, because I'm a girl. But
thank you, but I appreciate the accent. Yeah.
One more.
You have failed me for the last time.
You have failed me for the last time.
No.
Dave, forgive her. She knows what she does.
Maybe because you teach maybe one phrase for James to say in West Country. Would that be all right? So if I play you this one... Right?
If you only knew the power of the dark side...
You see, the thing with West Country, James, it's all about the R's. So,
R's?
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Oh, we do that in Chicago, you bet. Okay. Yeah.
Can you have a go at it for
us? No, I can't. Oh. I can't participate in this.
Oh. We I can't be sure to do it.
We have strong R's.
R's?
Oh, yeah. When my family moved from Mississippi to Michigan, and all the strong R's up north, my uncle and I would just fall out with laughter. We couldn't believe it.
I get that a lot. Do you? People just laughing at me. Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I am with the voice of Darth Vader, Mufasa from The Lion King, and so many more. It's James Earl Jones. Hello.
If that frog had happened to me on stage, I wouldn't let Big Daddy have a frog in his throat.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. Adrian Lester and Sanaa Lathan, who is the young actress playing Maggie, they go through half hour of voice warm-ups.
Really?
She has to, because she's got the whole first act, one long serenade.
Can I just read some of the texts that people are sending in? Rose is 14. She says, can you say hello to her, please? Because she loves The Lion King and she's always singing the songs. Just say hi to Rose.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Rose?
Yeah.
Hi, Rose.
She loves The Lion King so much.
So do I.
Rose.
I hope you've seen it on West End here.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. Amy Lou in Chester says, oh, my God, I love it when James laughs. Get him to do it more.
Oh, no, I don't laugh at that often.
He only laughs at me saying power. See?
You see? Do another one.
Dark side.
There it is. And Chris,
I think I like West Country.
Yeah, you love it.
I must go there.
And Chris in Bristol says...
Chicago, yeah.
Chris in Bristol says, James L. Jones, what a brilliant surprise on the way home. Legend. So, some real nice texts coming in. What do people say to you in the street when they see you in the street? What do they say? Do they give you the phone and go, can you say hello to my friend, please?
Sometimes, and I always say no.
Do you?
No.
Why, just because you're just so bored of it?
Oh, no. I'm never bored with it.
Okay.
I'm always impressed by people who remember those things, you know.
But you're like, well, why would I talk to
you? I once worked for a phone company, and they denied me the right to do that. They said, we own your voice. And they did. They treated me very well.
Oh, okay.
So I got used to saying no.
Yeah, fair enough. Do you ever think, wake up and think, oh, I wish I hadn't done that Star Wars thing because it's what everyone talks about?
No. I'm proud of everything I've done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you've done a lot.
I've been around a long time, yes.
So where can we see you in London then?
Novello Theatre.
Right, okay.
In Cat on the Hot Tin Roof.
Okay. And it's going well?
I love it. We have great audiences. You'd be surprised how many black people show up in that audience. And I think our producer, Stephen Bird, deserves credits for introducing a whole new crowd to the West End, as he did on Broadway.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many texts coming in, James.
But it's Tennessee Williams, no matter what color the family is. It is still...
Yeah.
And, you know, Tennessee Williams has to be repeated for every generation, every a play is never done. It's never finished. It's there to be repeated and again and again until every generation gets its version.
Wow, okay.
And here's one.
Yeah, Matt from Reading has been on saying he loves you. Gary in Wolverhampton, you're a legend. Well, I could just go on. There's so many, isn't there? Thank you so much, James.
Thank you
for coming in today and being our guest. Thank you.
Thank you. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. How does that feel that just by you speaking in your Somerset voice, you can make James L. Jones laugh on demand?
He loved it so much, didn't he?
Like the most famous movie voice in the whole world, and all you have to do is go, "Dark Side?" And he's like, "Oh, oh, oh." Well, let's talk about support relief in general first.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with you? Are you doing it?
Yep.
You are?
Yep. Doing my 6 miles on March the 20-something.
Yeah. And also Gemma, who is in the office upstairs.
Oh, don't talk to me about Gemma.
Right. Well, see, I'm doing some stuff for support relief as well, which will become clear in the next few days. But, God. But me and Gemma have been going running quite a lot. And we're going tonight. And I'm getting a little bit envious. And I'll tell you for why. Because when we started running, about 3 weeks ago, she was like, "Oh, God, Scott, you've got all the gear, haven't you? You've got all the proper trainers and everything." And I'm like, "Yeah." And now she has kind of overtaken me, and I'm getting a little bit...
In equipment and enthusiasm. She's texting me. I don't mind her text. At first, I thought it was really sweet that she was trying to be my personal trainer, and now it's just getting annoying. Sunday night at 10:30, I don't need to text from Gems going, "I'm ready for the run tomorrow." I'm like, "I'm going out with my friend."
Yeah.
But she's got one of those little... She's got some chip now she puts on in her feet, and then it tells her how long she's run for.
You're joking me.
No, it's got, like, built into her ankle.
Well, I'm going with
something.
Her tonight. How do I not know this?
Well,
she's completely overtaken. She's taking this really seriously.
She's got a Sue Sylvester tracksuit.
Has she?
Yeah. And a cap. She's all weather now.
Well, I'll find this out tonight. That's because last week we went on a run in the torrential rain and got chased by dogs. It all went wrong. It was like a horror movie. It was a horror movie.
No one gets that. That only happens in films, people being chased by dogs.
No, we were going to run along the canal, and there were some community support officers there. And I said to them, "Excuse me, it's dark, right? Oh, do you think it's safe to run along this canal?" And he went...
Did you ask them to police escort your run?
No. I just said, "Do you think it's safe?" And they went, "Probably not 100% safe, but you'll be all right." Good.
The thing is, I haven't been running since we last went running, after which I went for a big pizza, so...
Right, good.
I think I'll be able to do it.
It'll be fine. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. And now...
What's occurring?
Back at the old time of 5:30, it's Oh, What's Occurring on Radio 1. We've had a lot going on today. We had James Earl Jones and Darth Vader's been in. We've had Walliams on the phone for bike ride, spot relief. And Patrick is actually in London with us today playing Oh, What's Occurring. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's amazing, you know. I mean, people say this showbiz malarkey's hard to get into. It's not really. You just get yourself a Facebook group and turn up on the doorstep, basically.
Exactly. So, it must be quite weird, like... Just not being on the phone, but being here. Do you think the pressure's going to be on more today because of that?
I don't know. Maybe a bit. You know, it does sort of feel like the big occasion. You know, I'm here in the flesh. You know, me and Becky can give each other evils.
Really.
Stare
each other out and stuff. How are you feeling,
Becky? It's intense,
Becky?
Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm not too bothered. I've befriended him. They say keep your enemies close.
Okay. Yeah. You've been offering him Welsh cakes and all sorts.
We went for a coffee earlier. Yeah. I tried to suss him out a bit.
All right. Let's play the game.
What's occurring?
Now, remember last week we were talking about these trashy magazines?
Oh, yeah.
Do you read them?
No, but if there's one on the table, you know, like the doctors or something, you know, you'd have a thumb through.
Always at the doctors.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't touch the magazines at the doctors.
Why?
I'm not going to get into this too much now, but there's hygiene issues there, germs and all that sort of stuff. If you're going to touch the magazines at the doctors, you need some antibacterial spray before and after. They've been there years, you never know. How many sick people have read that magazine in the...
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, actually, carry on.
You have got a point. I didn't really think about that before,
did you?
There's
all sorts on there. You get at least a week off work.
Right. Yeah, they normally are about 2 or 3 years old,
yeah,
aren't they? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're trying to think of another word because it's not very nice, trashy magazines, is it?
No, they're not necessarily trashy. They're just lowbrow and...
they're real life stories. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. True life stories, that's what we'll call them.
True life stories of low class people.
That's right. So, we went on to... Just say it like it is. We went on to Stupid Street, like we do, right, to find out if the people of Stupid Street have got any stories a bit like the ones that you read in these... What was it again? Lowbrow magazines?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay. And we wondered if they would have any that they would sell to a magazine. So we asked 5 people... If you sold a story to one of these magazines, true life story magazines, what would the headline be? Okay? Do you think a lot of people on Stupid Street have similar stories?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? Like what?
My dad's a giraffe.
My husband's an alien.
Yep. Now, what we've done is we have asked one of these magazines, we've given them a call, and asked them would they be interested in printing any of the Stupid Street stories. Okay. You know the ones that we're talking about.
I sneezed my brain out.
These are actual real ones from the magazines.
Allergic to trousers. Supermarket panic.
An angel banned me from becoming a nun.
And my personal favourite...
I married a mountain.
Yeah. How do they find these people? Anyway, we asked one of these magazines, I'm not going to say which one, would they be interested in printing any of the Stupid Street stories? We're going to go through them one by one. Get a point for each one, okay? Let's do it.
Oh!
Okay, so here's Stupid Street person number one. Here's her headline.
Welsh girl goes Hollywood.
Welsh girl goes Hollywood.
Oh,
Now, what are you saying? Do you think the magazine would be interested? Yes or no?
Nuts or Zoo?
I'm not going to say which magazine it is.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, no disrespect to the Welsh. I know it's St. David's Day and that, but I don't think that's really newsworthy, to be honest.
Right, OK, so you're saying they wouldn't have that in their magazine.
Welsh girl goes Brazil, maybe, but...
OK, well, I'd still like to quite find out the explanation behind the story. Can we do that?
While I was travelling, doing Camp America, I ended up in LA and I got to go to a Hollywood premiere.
As you said, Patrick...
It wasn't worth a $2.50.
No.
Yeah.
Funnily enough... They weren't interested in that, so good. Next one. Would the magazines be interested in this headline from Stupid Street?
Almost stepped in dog poo.
So they didn't quite step in it, but they almost stepped in it.
Almost stepped in dog poo.
Imagine it, you're in the newsagent, Patrick, think about it. Like you're looking at some magazines. Like, take your eyes off the top shelf and go down, and it's like, almost stepped in dog poo. Oh, yeah, I'm going to read that.
Top shelf, it's Financial Times, that, for me.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
My eyes don't venture above that.
Right.
I'm saying yes to that.
You're saying you think the magazine would have been interested in printing that story?
It was the rhino that intervened to stop her from stepping in the dog poo. That'll be the main story, won't it?
Patrick.
I'll say no.
You're saying no. You were right, Patrick. They were not interested. Patrick gets the point. But would they be interested in printing this one?
House Party Hell.
House Party Hell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's got potential. It's got alliteration in the title as well, so, you know, it's a ready-made headline.
What are you saying, Patrick?
I'll go, yeah.
You're saying you think they would like that?
Yeah.
Becky?
Yeah.
You're saying yeah? No points. No. They weren't interested in that either, but here's the explanation.
We had a house party. The next day, we went to turn our tap on, and someone had stolen our U-bend.
Right, brilliant.
Of all the things to take from someone's house, they take a U-bend.
Yeah. Oh, I might just nick the U-bend.
I don't even know what a U-bend is.
Oh, God.
Becky? I think it's just the bit that's shaped like a U that goes down from the tap and under the sink. If you open the cupboard under your sink, you should be able to see it.
Oh, right, yeah.
So do that when you get back to Leeds. Just open the cupboard and you'll see the U-bend.
What's go around stealing U-bends from house parties?
No, just go and look at your own one. Anyway, next one. Would they be interested in this story from Stupid Street?
I was on the tube and I landed on a guy's lap and I grabbed his crotch.
They are grabbed crotch on tube. Patrick.
Yeah, I'd like to think it was true.
No, they're not going to... But the whole story's there. There's nothing more to it than that, is there?
Okay. So... No, they weren't interested. Becky gets a point.
Yes.
One. And the last one. Would the newspapers be interested, or the trashy magazines, sorry, lowbrow, what they're called, be interested in printing their story from the people of Stupid Street?
I thought I saw Ronaldo, but I didn't.
Becky.
Yes. I'd like that to be a new column in one of those magazines.
I thought I saw Ronaldo, but I didn't.
Patrick?
No, that can't be true, no.
Right. You don't think they'd be interested in printing it?
No.
Okay. Patrick, you're right, they were not interested. Patrick gets a point. But I would personally, if that's okay with both of you, I would like to know the explanation. Come on, don't tell me you don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, I do,
Okay.
Where did you think you saw him?
In House of Fraser.
In House of Fraser? What was he buying?
Shoes.
Actually
Ronaldo.
Did you go up to him and think, ah, it's Ronaldo?
Yeah, I did. And I thought that his dad was a security guard, but it wasn't.
How close did you get before you realised?
I didn't realise until somebody told me. I don't know much about football.
Yeah, but you can see well, they didn't want that one really either. So, good. Patrick's still winning.
Oh! What's occurring?
See, it makes me think even more, where do they get these I married a mountain stories from? Because, like, none of them were that brilliant, were they? I accidentally grabbed his crotch in the tube. You know what I mean? It's not that good, is it? Next one.
Careful.
What? Oh, okay, it's fine.
Not the best word to stutter on, really,
it's
is
not,
it?
Is it, really?
Talking about grabbing things.
No. Right, did anybody watch the Inter Milan versus Chelsea match last week?
I did.
What was it like, mate?
Yeah, it was pretty good, yeah. It was better, yeah. Decent game.
Any more than that you can give me?
Not particularly. Well, right. What do you want to know? Yeah.
I don't know. Like, just talk some football at me and I'll see if I understand it.
Well, I think Inter Milan were playing the offside trap. Chelsea were trying to exploit the channels, and then, you know, the cross switch, the SEN, and I don't know. I'll just stop there.
Well,
I was just trying to get as much jargon in about 10 seconds as I could, but yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
Anyway, I blatantly think that the commentators were trying to get as many song lyrics as they could into the commentary.
Yeah. I thought that as well.
Did you? When you were watching it, you thought, they must be doing that. They were, though, as you're about to find out. My question, how many song lyrics did the commentators manage to get in to the commentary in the match between Inter Milan and Chelsea last week, Becky?
Three.
You're saying three. Patrick?
I'll go slightly higher with five.
Patrick says five, Becky says three. Let's find out. Here's lots of lyrics and some football commentary.
And here's Kalou trying to break out. Break out. He's gone for the kill, really. I'm doing it for thrill. Check punches under pressure. Pushing down on me.
Pressing down on you. No matter what. Three.
Here's Balotelli. Chelsea on terms for just 4 minutes. 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
In fairness to him, I don't think he was aware of Lampard coming in at that point, although he holds his hands up. He holds his hands up.
It almost as if he got a bit excited and his touch was heavy. He's my brother. Might have been deflected there. Julio Cesar beat it away. Beat it away.
Carvalho.
Carvalho. It's too far to walk on your own. Lucio is in. Anelka. Maluda. 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 Maluda.
It's amazing. Like, you listen to it on a whole new level, don't you?
Anelka. Does that work?
Anelka.
The Macarena one wasn't even the similar. Didn't even have the same syllables.
Jump in my cabello. Well, actually, I think we find there was 10 in there.
No,
so,
what?
Yeah, there was. There was.
I want a steward's inquiry or whatever they have in football.
Is that what it's called?
No.
Right, good. So, it looks like, once again, Patrick has won Oh, What's Occurring, which happens a lot. Now, Patrick, is there anything you want to say about that? Because I know that you were talking to Becky in the coffee shop earlier about this.
Well, yeah. I was up for most of the night, you know, tossing in... No, I am. Innuendo bingo for you there.
Yeah.
Tossing and turning last night, mulling it over, and I think it's time to graciously retire as undefeated Oh, What's Occurring champion.
Really?
Aww.
Yeah. I just think I've come to the end of the road, you know. If I've
it's like John Sargent situation on Strictly Come Dancing. It's like you just think you should give way to somebody else.
Yeah, you know, let someone else have a go. I'd like to thank I've got too many people. I'd like to thank Becky for not being too hard to beat, which has allowed me to get here. You know, the fans obviously in the group. You know, it's not the last they've heard of me. Well, let's face it, probably is, but to avoid mass depression.
See, Patrick, that's what they always say on X Factor, and it generally is.
Yeah. but just to avoid, you know, mass depression across the country, I'll be back, and,
Where?
Patrick, I hope you weren't expecting a montage of your best bits, because we haven't had time to put one together.
We really haven't. It took the one that didn't speak all day to make Anelka. So are you bowing out, are you? Is that it?
Yeah, I think it's time, you know. I'm here in the studio, and without meaning to sound egotistical, I think it would be a bit of a step back to be back on the phone again, you know.
Right, okay. Now
the only way is up or nothing from here, really.
All right, well, Patrick, it's been...
I'll just take over if you want. You can get off. I'll just finish the show and then...
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
Now, Patrick, it's been brilliant.
Yeah.
How long's it been now?
I don't know, probably about 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, it feels longer, but yeah, it's been
personally,
brilliant.
I think the time's flew, but you know, if that's the way you feel.
So thanks to Patrick for being a brilliant contestant and bowing out gracefully on today's studio-based...
I think it's because he realised he's never going to get paid for it.
Oh, what's occurring? Yeah, the payment was an issue for you also, wasn't it?
But I also think if I bow out now when the potential contract is at its peak, you know, if I hang around then I become unpopular and it just decreases in value, so...
Right.
Yeah. It's all about supply and demand.
Two people have texted in now going, no, don't go. So that must make you feel a bit better.
Two people, yeah.
Well, two so far, but you're just like, obviously the text is clogged up.
I think most people are still in shock at the moment.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Fingers aren't working.
Yeah. Give them some time. Patrick, have a good trip back to Leeds. It's been brilliant having you on What's Scary. Thank you, man.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Oh, what's occurring?
Podcast. Well, I'll tell you what, during Newsbeat, my Twitter's gone mad for Patrick, saying don't let him go. The Facebook group's gone off a little bit, hasn't it? The text, Becky, have you been checking the text? Thing is, Patrick is actually still here, because he's got a coach, but it's not... When's your coach?
8.
Right, so now what's happened here?
It's just an awkward situation. It's awkward now. I can't look.
It's like when he split up with somebody over a meal, this, because, right... If you imagine at this point, me and Patrick have ordered our starter. What did you order?
Caesar salad.
I had a prawn cocktail. Oh. And Patrick has now told me it's all over. And now we've got to do this awkward thing where we have to sit through the main course. Probably we won't have a dessert, will we? Probably try and get out of here as soon as we can.
We definitely won't have coffee. We might have dessert, but there'd be no.
And that'd be it. Well, anyway, thanks. It's been really nice. And, good luck. It's like when you're on holiday as well, isn't it? We're splitting up now, and it's like, do I go home or do I just stay with you for the rest of the break in Magaluf? Anyway,
you stay if you paid for it. You've got to get your money's worth.
Yeah, it's awkward though, isn't it?
Are you drawing from personal experience from that? It just sounded a bit.
No, maybe. So yeah, what time is it? 8 o'clock? Is it?
Yeah,
right.
If anyone wants to mug me, 8 o'clock Victoria Coach Station.
Did you mean mug you or did you mean meet you?
Well. Does it matter?
They've signed. Yeah. Have you pre-signed your photo cards that you've had made up? Or are you going to sign them as and when people ask you for autographs?
Pre-signed like the Hoff.
Yeah,
he does that.
Yeah.
Oh, don't let him go, says someone else. Seriously, don't. You can stop texting him now. Like, we did it at 5:45. It's just because he's got a coach at 8. What are we supposed to do? Just chuck him out.
Yeah.
Now there is some. Debate on the text about how tenuous these the song lyrics are in the commentary in the match last week.
Very.
Well, actually, you say that because you lost.
I say that because I heard. I know what I heard.
No, I'm sure, and Patrick's with me on this, I'm sure definitely. That the ITV commentators were trying to get song lyrics in.
Well, they're obviously big fans of the show, and they thought, you know, if we throw a few in, they might pick it up and stick it on What's Occurring.
Exactly, right. So this one, for instance.
Might have been deflected there. Julio Cesar beat it away.
Now, that's a genuine one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, okay, what else could that have been?
This one?
It almost as if he got a bit excited and his touch was heavy.
He's my brother.
No. His touch was heavy and he ain't heavy. You're a bit different.
As for this one...
Maluda. 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 Maluda.
That was a good one.
I haven't heard that song since I was about four. I used to hear it at play school. I used to have to dance around in a circle.
Have you ever heard that song before in your life?
Yeah, I think probably at like play school, like Becky, but...
Probably not this version.
Maluda. 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 Maluda.
I just always wondered why they were so intent on skipping to the loo. I was just like walk normally.
That's going to be ringing around the terraces at Stamford Bridge on Saturday.
Definitely,
isn't it,
yeah. Or Anelka. Now you know that's your favourite.
That was actually.
I'd like
my
to play that one more time.
Anelka.
They're doing it on purpose. I'm telling you.
Radio One. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The picture of me and the actual voice of Darth Vader is now up online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. He's been in loads of things. He's been in Coming to America. Obviously, he was the voice of Darth Vader. Loads of different things. My favourite one was this.
This is CNN.
That is a good one. But then there's also...
I'm King Jaffe Jofer, ruler of Zamunda.
And...
You have failed me for the last time.
He was on earlier, and there's a picture up now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you go to the Scott Mills pages... what's on his cap? It says, Utter Brothers, Pauling, NY. Now, I notice he's wearing a cap and it's got that on it. Have you looked this up?
It says it's an agricultural supplies company.
Right, so do you think he's just a regular customer of that agricultural supplies company? Or do
you think you get a free cap, you wear it, don't you?
Or is he sponsored by them, do you think? What's going on
it's
there?
It's so random. It does remind me of my friend when he was at school. He met this guy who wanted him to wear his company's jumper in the school photo so that all the parents would get the photo with his advert on it. So my friend has got, in his school photo, he's got like so-and-so electrical supplies just on his jumper. Bless him, he's about seven. And he's sitting there looking so excited with his electrical supplies.
Wearing a big old advert? Oh, bless. What's his name, please?
Simeon.
Oh.
He'll like that.
He will like that.
It's a shame I couldn't remember the guy's name. I would have given him a massive plug now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Happy birthday, Bieber. That is Justin Bieber. Did I call him Beaver?
You did, because you were getting confused, because you've got the Bieber fever, so you just said Beaver.
Just randomly said Beaver. Beaver. That was Justin Bieber and Baby on Radio 1. It is his birthday today.
My mum went out with a Beaver once.
Sorry?
Mr. Beaver. And his first name started with A, so his credit card just said A Beaver. Okay. I must have told you that before. It made me laugh all the time.
No, you haven't told me that before, actually.
And we refused to let her go out with him for much longer, otherwise we'd be Beavers too. I don't want to be a little beaver.
Becky Beaver.
Now you see why seriously. I'm so troubled so much.
No, you see, like that's why you should have stayed in local radio. Becky Beaver. Pretty good, isn't it?
I'm not changing it.
Anyway, happy birthday to Justin Bieber. We were just discussing, actually, I think that might be my favourite rap by Ludacris ever in that song.
I was torn between one he did for Missy Elliott and then the one...
What was
Usher's
the Missy Elliott one?
Oh, I can't remember. It was the one Fatboy Slim did a remix of. Gossip Folks.
Gossip Folks.
Yeah, he's good in that.
What about Usher?
That's a better one. When he milks the cow and tells you how much his finger's worth.
300,000. Yeah. That's definitely better.
BBC Radio 1.
I couldn't actually name any of his own songs. I only know him for like 30 seconds in other people's songs. Do you?
Doesn't matter.
Maybe 30 seconds is enough for Ludacris.
It actually doesn't matter. Milk the cow. He can
if you ain't got it,
that.
He's going to put you on foot patrol.
He can live off that for years.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Darren in Huddersfield's reminded us that he does fill cups like double D's. Mm. Remember? See, that we missed that one. And that one about like having ladies in different postcodes. That one. That was a good one. Also, Tulip was just talking about Glee, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we had Artie on last week, Kevin.
Yeah, that was great.
Did you love that?
Yeah, he's so cool. He loves the show, doesn't he?
He loves Radio 1, which means that he listens to you, Tulip, doing the news.
Oh, right.
And thinks, wow, this is brilliant. Tulip Mazumdar is doing the news, and I am the bloke off of Glee.
I look at him and go, oh, it's the bloke off of Glee. Ah, and he's in the studio.
Now, when you watch it, be honest, right? When you watch Glee now, do you think, he listens to me reading the news? You do a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. Yeah, I'm basically famous to the guy in the wheelchair from Glee.
Also, he promised me that Sue Sylvester jacket.
Now, I know.
No, I was going to ask you, has it arrived?
Nothing's come in.
You need to make sure he does that.
Yeah, I know. I want it so badly. How long does post take from Los Angeles?
Oh, it has to go through all the customs and stuff. I reckon you're in a couple of weeks.
Okay, right. Kevin, if you're listening to the podcast, no rush.
Is it a personal plea to Kev?
No rush, but, you know, just you did promise. Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.